And for staying, those of you that are staying, or those of you that just came, just a reminder that this meeting is for the preaching of the gospel. And so I'm the only one who will talk. After this, we'll have lunch downstairs, and then we will have Sunday school singing, and then Sunday school with younger children. I have on my heart today several scriptures that I wanted to read in three different places. When I find my notes, well, there we go. Turn, please, first to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah and chapter 17. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. For the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Let me read that again. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Turn, please, to Romans chapter 6 in the New Testament. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'll reread that. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And for our final reading, please turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. Hebrews 9 and 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Let me reread that real quickly. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The title I have over my message today is Who Can Know It? Which is words that we read in that first verse, Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9. Where we read, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? What I'm thinking about today are things that we know, or things that we may think we know or maybe don't know. I was thinking as I was putting this message together of, I heard a child recently say to his mother, I didn't know that was wrong to do that. And I'm sure there's many instances where children have said this to parents. I didn't know that was wrong. So that's why I did this bad thing, because I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do it. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to say that. I didn't know that. There's a lot of things that you can plead ignorance to and not know, but they're still wrong. I may not know that the speed limit on the road outside here is supposed to be 35 miles an hour, but if I'm traveling more than that and I get pulled over, I have a right to get a ticket. I can say I didn't know that was a speed limit, but it doesn't really matter, because even though I didn't know it, it was still wrong for me to be doing that. Well, with what we read here, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Just in case there's anybody here today that doesn't know what we're speaking about, now you do. Because I'm going to explain to you that the heart is deceitful, that the wages of sin is death, that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. So you're going to know all these things. Who can know it? You'll know it. But then there's one other thing that's very important for you to know. And that is that salvation is available from your sins and from an eternity in hell if you just know the Savior. So I want you to be thinking about what you know and what the Bible has to say about what you know. You know, last week, or the last 2 weeks, we've heard a lot of things about future events spoken here by an excellent speaker. And you know, if nothing else, for those of you that listen to the gospel and the messages that were given here each night, and there were some that were here each night, some were here that were here many of the nights, the one thing that if nothing else I was most impressed by was the reliability of the Scriptures, in the sense of the things, when he would read in Jeremiah, he would read in Isaiah, he would read in Daniel, he would read all these prophetic things, and then we would read much later on how many of these things would be fulfilled or how they will be fulfilled in the future. But friend, the Bible is, there is no way that there is chance that many of the prophecies regarding our Lord Jesus Christ and all those other things, there's no way that it was just chance that all of those things would happen. If they were prophesied and they happened, there is no random series of events that could have brought about all the things of prophecy. That, if nothing else, proves the reliability and how factual the Bible is. This is the Word of God. It is absolutely true and is absolutely factual. And when it says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, that's something that you and I should pay attention to. That means that there is no possible way to perfect mankind and to make it so that it's not sinful. Because at the root of the matter, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. There is, you can try and do good things. You can try and be good all day long and do exactly what your mother says, do exactly what your teacher or your boss says. You can try and not sin. You can try, but you'll fail. Because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. There is no amount of good social work or good programs or anything else that will ever make a single person's heart not deceitful and desperately wicked. Because we read here that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Friend, you know it. You know now, because God's Word says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Mankind, every man, every woman that is born and that lives on this earth, or that has ever been born or has ever lived on this earth, with the exception of one, falls into this category of their heart being deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The whole world is sinful because of this. So you know that now. God's Word says it. You know it. You cannot go to heaven and stand before God and say, I just didn't know that we were all sinful. It just, you know, nobody ever told me that was the case. I didn't know it. You know it. Just like the child who says to his mother, Mom, I didn't know that was wrong. The next time that they do it, they know it's wrong. You know now. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But the next place that we read was Romans chapter 6 and 23. And we read there that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is another very important thing to know. Because it's not just enough to know that we're sinners. Well, it is enough to know that we're sinners, but you need to know more in order to be truly concerned about that. We read here, we read first about the heart being deceitful. That means that we're all sinners. But what is the consequence of that? See, if I do something really bad and there's no punishment for it, there's really no consequence of it. There's no bad thing that happens to me or negative thing or punishment or anything else as a result of doing that wrong thing. Well, there is a punishment for sins. And that is what we read here. The wages of sin, what sin earns us, when we sin every day, what it's piling up in our theoretical bank accounts is death. The wages of sin is death. That doesn't just mean physical death. We're all going to die unless some of us that are saved will be taken up with the Savior when He returns. Other than that, though, we're all going to die. But friend, this is much more serious than just physical death. Because I'm saved, and if the Lord doesn't come, I'll die. And you know what? That'll happen. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. And when I die, I will wake up. Not wake up, but I will pass into a much better place. My soul will be in a much better place than it is here. But friend, the death that's spoken about here, the death that is the wages of sin, is a much more serious thing. Because friend, when you die, I don't care how old you are. I know of a 7 or 8 year old boy a number of years ago that passed away from leukemia. I know of other 5 and 6 year old kids that have passed away. I know of plenty of 13 and 14 year olds that have gotten killed, 11, 12, 13, 14 year olds, or gotten some terrible disease. I know of plenty of people in their 20s that have passed away and died. But friend, dying, as bad as it may seem, and I don't look forward to it either, that it's nothing compared to what happens afterwards. Because the full punishment for your sin will then come upon you as you will be in hell and then the lake of fire. This is not something we're making up. This is not something that, we've all sat around and or men have sat around years ago and dreamed this up. The same word of God that so accurately foretold or predicted the coming of Christ and everything about Him, the same word of God tells us what's going to happen in the future. That same word of God says that the wages of sin is death. And that same word of God speaks about death being eternal death, which is hell for eternity. It's a very serious and solemn thing. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. You know that now. The wages of sin is death. You know that. You see, if I could go off speeding down the road here and get pulled over and, I could say, well, okay, I knew the speed limit, but I didn't really know what the punishment was going to be. So I didn't know if it was bad or how bad it was or if it was something I could bear. You know, maybe there are certain circumstances where that might be worth it. If I'm really late to somewhere, I might be willing to pay the couple $100 fine or whatever it is, if I know what it is. Friend, this is a price that you cannot pay. This is beyond anything. You can't say you don't know the cost of your sin because I'm telling you what it is. The Word of God is telling you what it is. It's death. The cost of your sins is death, and it's death for eternity in hell. I want you to think of how long it has taken. Just think back over the past year. For those of you that are young, it probably thinks like to get from age 7 to age 8 or from age 5 to age 6 or 4 to 5, whatever you are, might seem like that's taken a long time to get there. But friend, I want you to think of how long that took you, and then I want you to think of time never ending. Forever and ever and ever. It's hard to think about. This meeting will be over in about 15 minutes. Time will end and eternity will be forever. There will be no over in 15 minutes. There will be no over in 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 years. You will be in eternity forever. And friend, The price that you will pay is death, is suffering in hell for eternity for your sins. You know from here that you're a sinner. You know the price of your sin and what it's costing you. It's costing you death, and it's going to cost you death and hell forever. You know that now. You know that it's wrong, and you know what the punishment is. So nobody can ever say, I didn't know that what I was doing was wrong, and I didn't know how bad it was or how bad the punishment was. Because it's bad. The punishment is serious. There is no more serious punishment there could be. In Hebrews chapter 9 we read, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Friend, this is where we've been talking about fairly, very negative things so far. We've been talking about how that we're all sinners and how that we're all desperately wicked, how that our sin is taking us to hell for eternity, how that time will never end there. But here we see that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. You know what the judgment's going to be if you're not saved. Because I've already told you, it's death. The wages of sin is death. But then we read, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. This is the, if you don't know anything else, this is the most important thing to know. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. What does that mean? Well, that means that, yes, we're all sinners. We all sin all the time, and we can't help it. And yes, the punishment for our sins is severe. It is beyond what any of us can bear, because it will be eternity, an eternity of suffering in hell. But Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And friend, the punishment that you and I deserve for our sins, the punishment that I should have in eternity in hell, the punishment that each one here deserves. Believe me, there is nobody here that's good enough not to deserve this. Okay? There is nobody that could be good enough not to deserve this. We all fall short of the glory of God. So I don't deserve it. Everyone here that's saved doesn't deserve it. But the Lord Jesus Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. You know the story. You know it because it's in here in the Bible. You can read it in many places. Each of the Gospels tells a very vivid account of how the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross, suffered there upon the cross for our sins. How that He died there, but before He died, He was nailed through His hands and His feet. A spear would pierce His side, and forthwith would flow blood and water. We know that happened because it's in here. He died there and He suffered for sins. And we know that because the Bible says so. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Got that? He was once offered to bear the sins of many. He suffered there, He died there, and you know what? To prove who He was, in case anybody, well, there was a lot of people that didn't believe who He was, but just to really show, He rose from the dead. He was dead for 3 days, and He rose from the dead. Got that? That's how powerful He was. That is how powerful our salvation is. That He died for our sins, and that He rose from the dead. And that those of us that are saved will one day worship Him in person. We'll be in His presence forever. But friend, I want you to think about that verse again with me. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. He was actually offered to bear the sins. He bore the sins of the whole world there upon the cross. But the whole world is not saved. And this is where, if you don't know anything, this is what you need to know. Because while he was offered there on that cross, while he suffered there to die for the sins of many, the sins of the whole world really, what's most important is did he die and suffer there for your sins? This, if you know nothing else, is the most important thing to know. Do you know that Christ suffered and died there for your sins? Do you know that? Friend, the cost of salvation is great. Just like the cost of our sins are great. The cost of our sins are that we deserve to be punished for eternity in hell. That's a great cost. The cost of salvation was great too. The very Son of God came down here to earth and suffered there upon the cross that we don't have to, so that we don't have to suffer. The cost of salvation is great. But friend, what does salvation cost you? What does it cost you? Do you have to come to church every day? Even once a week? Do you have to get on your hands and knees and crawl from here to California? Do you have to give every cent that you've ever earned in your lifetime or that you ever will earn to somebody? What does it cost you? What does salvation cost you? Do you have to be really good? Is that what it is? Do you have to be really good? Is that the cost of salvation? I can't do bad things. I'm going to be really good. Or is the cost maybe, you know, that you're promised to listen to your mother or to your boss or to your whomever? You'll promise to listen to them? Is that the cost of salvation? You'd prefer not to, but because salvation costs something, you'll do that? Is that what salvation costs? You'll come to meeting here and you'll actually pay attention during gospel meeting. Is that the cost of salvation? Friend, the cost of salvation to you is nothing. You don't have to do any of those things. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to come to church ever. You don't have to listen to anybody else. You don't have to do good things. You don't have to do any of those things to be saved. Because Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. The work of salvation is done. All that you have to do is know it. Who can know it? That's how we started. All that you have to do is know that Christ died for your sins. That's all you have to do to be saved. We know that we're sinners. We're all sinners. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We know what the cost of sin is. The wages of sin is death. And we know that there was one who paid the price for our sins, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. We know all those things now. It's in the Bible. I've read it. Don't pay attention to what I'm saying. Pay attention to what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. You can know right now in the seat where you sit that you can be saved for eternity. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we heard a lot of things about future events. We heard a lot of things about the things that will happen on this earth, how the people will be, after the Lord comes and takes His saints home, people will be deluded into believing a lie, how that there will be terrible, terrible things that will come upon the earth. And then there will be times of great peace, which are great. But friend, those of you that sit here in the meeting today, the door of salvation is open for you now. After the Lord comes, I don't believe it's going to be open for you anymore. Because I think you're going to believe the lie that the man of sin has. I think that when the Lord comes, you're not going to have an opportunity anymore. There were some serious things in what our brother spoke about. There was some, you can see how that the country seemed to be forming in line to where they need to be for the Lord's coming. And if you ever needed any kind of evidence about how the world could be lined up under a single religion or anything like that, think back to the events of September 11th. If we get a few more things like that, it would be easy for some man to come forward and to calm everybody. Say, I know what I'm doing. Follow me. All these religions, we can all be unified and be one religion. We saw that already somewhat after September 11th. If you don't see how that could happen, it can happen easily. Things are in place. The technology is there. The man of sin controlling commerce is there. It's all in place, friend. I don't know how long it's going to be. It may be a long time. It may be tonight. It may be before this meeting is over. But friend, it doesn't matter whether you know or understand anything that he spoke about, that I'm speaking about, or anything else. Because all that matters is, do you know that you're a sinner? Do you know where your sins are taking you? And do you know the Savior? See, I know those three things. The rest of you know probably two of those things that are not saved. The rest of you that are not saved know two of those things. You know you're a sinner, and you know the price of your sins. And if you don't know it, it's just because you're not paying attention, because it's here. There's no excuse for not knowing it. It's here in the Bible, and I've spoken it to you. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The wages of sin is death. And finally, friend, the thing that you need to know, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. That is what you need to know. Doesn't matter how much you learn at school. Doesn't matter how smart you get. If you don't know that, you don't know the most important thing that you need to know. Who can know it? Friend, you need to know that Christ is your Savior, that Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. You'll be certain of salvation. I know that when the Lord comes, I'll be with Him. I know that should I walk out into the street and not see a car and it smash me and I die right on the spot, I know that I'll die. But you know what? I know that I'll wake up in a much better place. I know that. I'm certain. I have the certainty of salvation. I know it. Who can know it? Everybody can know it. Everybody can know the same certainty that I have. The same certainty that everybody here in the meeting that's saved has. Who can know it? You can know it. And it's critical. It is so important that you do know it. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. If you know that for yourself, not just that He died to bear the sins of all those that are saved here, you know, look around and say, oh yeah, all those of you that are saved, Christ suffered to bear your sins. No, friend. You got to know He suffered to bear your sins. That's what's so important. That's what you need to know. Know that you're a sinner. Know the wages of your sin. And know that Christ suffered for your sins upon the cross. It's a simple matter of trusting in what Christ did on the cross. Knowing it. Taking it for yourself. It's so simple. I struggled with salvation for a long time. It's not nearly as hard as I made it out to be, because I finally had to realize there was no price I could pay. There was nothing I could do. All that I had to do was take it. I had to just know it. I had to know that Christ suffered for my sins upon the cross. And I had to know that that was what would take me to heaven. Nothing else. Just putting my faith and my trust in that finished work. Who can know it? You can know it. You can know it right now in the seat where you sit. There is nothing else that you need to do. There is no formula that needs to be applied. There is no other event that needs to happen. Right now, in the seat where you sit, you can know it. You can know that you're saved for eternity. We pray that each one here that is lost will not know the wages of sin personally, will not have to experience that, because that's a cost that nobody here can bear. It's a cost too great, but you will bear it. We pray that nobody here will know that, but we pray that you'll know salvation, because Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Christ suffered there upon the cross. Who can know it? You can know it. Take it for yourself today, and you'll be saved for eternity.